This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, focused on what's going on today. This company that's been making boots with swastikas on the sole of them, the fellow who runs the company says it was a design flaw.
What was the company? Did we find out the brand?
Excuse me. I don't know what the company was, but I am having a hard time. It's kind of like, Jennifer, you remember the Imperial Palace?
Of course. I grew up
and all
there.
Of the stories. Okay. So the Imperial Palace, I think it's still in existence.
Well, they knocked it. They've not torn it down, but they've really heavily remodeled it.
Have they? Okay.
It's the Link now.
Okay. I haven't been there for ages. So the story of this, the reason I'm telling you the stories together is because they have a commonality in the swastika story.
Right, they do.
The guy who started the Imperial Palace was a farmer from North Dakota. And somehow or other, he got enough money from selling his land in North Dakota, as the story goes, to come to Las Vegas when it was in its early days, shall we say. As things, land was being purchased on the Strip and buildings were being built, he built the Imperial Palace.
Prime location, Center Strip.
Right in the center, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. It was a perfect place. And if you flew over it in a helicopter, you'd notice something strange about the shape of the building. The building was shaped like a swastika. And it turns out, and I can't remember this guy's name, but he was...
Ralph Ermstadt or something like that.
Yeah, it was very Germanic sounding. He apparently adored Hitler, had Hitler's cars, bought all of the stuff from Germany and put them in a museum in his hotel, and even celebrated Hitler's birthday. And that was too far. That was too much.
Okay, I don't know about all that. I had heard the rumor that, and I hadn't heard about the buildings forming the shape of the swastika. What I had heard is that in the lounges, they had like this wood paneling on the wall, and it looked to people like it was a swastika in the design.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about the buildings doing that.
Fly over
there was the rumor that he was a Nazi.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that he celebrated Hitler's birthday.
He celebrated it to the point where they condemned the city, the Chamber of Commerce condemned him for having a parade on Hitler's birthday in Las Vegas.
What?
Yes.
I never heard that.
Yeah, listen. You haven't heard a lot of things, kid. Just stick around with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we were discussing Alibaba, the company in China. That is really a huge, huge, huge influence on Chinese technology. And so I brought up Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. And the ladies, to a person, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, didn't know what Alibaba and the 40 Thieves is. You can go back to, there are a couple of different references to it. There are a lot of these Arabian stories like Aladdin, the magic lamp, and those stories came out of the same era, which was early 20th century, late 19th century, 20th century, the story of Alibaba and his brother. His brother was wealthy and Alibaba was not. Alibaba worked menial jobs and having to work in the forest, and he saw the thieves bringing things into, I'm paraphrasing because the story, we could go on with this for an hour, but the story is that he watched the thieves bring all of the things that they had stolen into a cave. And the way they got into the cave was to say, open sesame.
Hmm.
You ever heard that part
yes.
of it? No. Okay. Open
That's
sesame.
That's like an old-fashioned password 123, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Actually, that would be a good password these days because nobody knows the story. Anyway, so he watches from a tree as they bring all of the goodies into the cave, and they leave, and he goes down to the cave and says, open sesame. He goes inside, steals a lot of the stuff, And then the thieves come back and they think it's his brother. So they bring his brother into the cave. They kill him, chop him up into 40 pieces. And yeah. So then he feels badly. He says he's going to protect his brother's wife, marries her, tells her the story of where all this stuff is. And somehow or other, as the story ends, I mean, I could go on, as I said, for hours. Happy ending. He's rewarded with prosperity and happiness, even though he did the same thing that his brother did. And there's the wife's name, I think, is Scheherazade, if I'm not mistaken. There's a Scheherazade in the story. That name would ring a bell, too, with you, right? Anybody know who Scheherazade is?
I feel like I've heard that before, but I don't know more than that.
That's not the store in England, right?
No. Okay, I guess I did as much damage as I could by telling that story. And while I was telling the story, anybody find out what the name of the company was that was selling the boots with swastikas on the soles?
No.
Ah, what have you been doing while I was telling that story?
We were listening.
Really?
I want to go shopping at Scheherazade's now. Mm-hmm. And there was a brother and a wife and some thieves.
Right. Okay. Good.
Right?
Oh, I hit the high point.
I stopped there.
Open Sesame.
I felt like it. I stopped at Open Sesame.
There's a movie, however, that was done. There's actually a movie, animated movie, called Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, and there's also a movie that was produced in the 40s that had a lot of character actors in it that we would recognize. You saw, like, Andy Devine, yada, yada. I'm really now I'm outliving my usefulness as a storyteller, I know. But it's just, you know, when you hear Ali Baba, people say, why do I know that name? And nobody knows why they know the name. So now I'm telling you, that's why you know the name Ali Baba.
So it was an animated movie. That's good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So I was, what year, do you know?
I would have guessed the 60s.
Okay.
I do not believe it was a Disney animated movie, but I'm not sure of that. I couldn't tell you. I'm looking at some of the trailers for it. This is the best animated, declared one of the best animated children's movies. Let's see, what was the year? It says, no, I don't know. And I'm not liking the fact that I don't know the answer, so I'm going to move on. How's that for progress? It's 13 after the hour here with DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, I just remember 16 at the hour, DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I was just thinking yesterday we were here as normal. It was a holiday for a lot of people. I was in the malls, went to the movies late yesterday afternoon and wandering around through the mall that's down at the intersection of the 101 and the 495, Jennifer. It was
the 405, you mean?
What'd I say?
The 495. That would mean that, you're in on the east coast.
Close to you.
That would mean you're leaving the Lincoln Tunnel. You'd be leaving me instead of Jen.
Right.
It really was amazing. I mean, people were there. And
no school yesterday.
Yeah, no school. And so the only reason I brought it up is because some people think this is the beginning of the week. It feels like the beginning of the week, even though it's Tuesday. It is for a lot of people who had yesterday.
Boy, not to me.
Off. No, not to me either.
No, yeah. Not to me. It's interesting, though, how it so affects the traffic. Like, I love school holidays.
It's easy to drive around yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy to drive around yesterday. The company that is based in the City of Industry, which is in Orange County here in Southern California, called Conal, C-O-N-A-L, International Trading, issuing a statement on its website, I think yesterday, saying, quote, "The design was not intentional, was a mistake made by our manufacturers in China." Okay, so you can blame it on somebody else. "We sincerely apologize to our customers or anybody who was offended by the swastika imprint in the boots. The design was not intentional." How do you do something like that and not make it intentional? I mean, even if these people didn't, the people in China had to have known what was going on, don't you think?
Well, but
are you
unless
really
you're
buying that?
But unless you're making an imprint and you look at what's left behind, how would you know? You
what,
know, I mean, people
in the mud or the snow or something.
Right, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just somebody on Reddit poking fun comments like, "Did they come in size 9? N-E-I-N."
That's
and very
right.
Comfortable 9 out of 10 times. NEI. Okay, so there you go.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Well, you know, what you could have done if you were offended by it is just take, you can easily cut that stuff off of those boots, or you can take a grinder and grind them off instead of taking a big deal out of it.
Well, I would just return them because even if I thought that was intentional or not, I wouldn't want that. Yeah, I would just return them.
Mm-hmm. Scary, scary times. You remember the old the quip from... Was it Lost in Space? Danger, danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Danger. A number of parents have discovered that their child's beloved chew toy, Sophie the giraffe, is filled with mold.
What? I've seen those little giraffes. Every kid has one.
Yep.
The pictures are gross, Jen. If
wonder
you look at
it, I gotta check out Miles.
Because it gets probably filled with spit, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And water when parents wash it or disinfect it. Yeah.
There's a posting on goodhousekeeping.com discovering the horrifying reality when this lady was a dentist, decided to clean her child's squeaky toy and noticed it smelled musty. She said, "I decided to cut into Sophie out of curiosity, discovered a science experiment living inside, ugly mold." This is dentist Dana Chianese. She said she's always followed the toy's cleaning instructions, hot soapy water, damp sponge, as advised. She never has submerged the giraffe underwater. Quote, "It still hurts my heart to know that for months I allowed my babies to chew on moldy toys." Well, okay. So, yes, it's not good. But the other side of this is, the half full side of the glass is, think of how wonderfully well this has contributed to a strong immune system in every child who's chewed on this toy. I would challenge you... mold and things like that enhance your immune system, like it or not. So they haven't recalled these. Clean them up. You ought to be able to clean them up. But don't be so eager to take things like this away from your baby. It's enhancing the immune system. Somebody's going to yell at me because I said that, but that's what I think. 21 after the hour.
sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Big time in this hour, 24 after the hour. Fleetwood Mac in the background. Maybe make it more a part of the foreground here. Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie are working on a duet album together. That's sort of redundant, isn't it? They're working on a duet album together. They're working on an album together that they will release under the moniker Buckingham McVie. Huh.
They could work on an album together and not be duetting, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say Flick Meatwood, but that's not his name. It's Nick Fleetwood.
A little different, right.
Yes.
That's his porn name.
Really? All right, so there's a story in Rolling Stone that McVie and Buckingham could come out with a mighty strong duet album if they wanted to. And that's what led to the revelation last Friday this was going on. All the years we've had this rapport, but we've never really thought about doing a duet album before. And then, so Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham doing it together. Scheduled release in May, apparently, features contributions from Fleetwood Mac members John McVie and Mick Fleetwood. So it's just like, it's like the four of them are playing, only two of them are singing, which happened a lot when they were together anyway, didn't it? As far as I can remember. I mean, it was usually Stevie Nicks on lead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've worked on each other's stuff all along. I think that they're collaborative in that sense. She's in and out.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of her. I'm a big fan of Fleetwood Mac. I just think
they're
the
so
sound.
Good.
Yeah, it's a friendly, happy, up-tempo, upbeat song that you hear when they're always good stories. So anyway,
my only beef is I wonder how Stevie feels about the name, because Buckingham Nicks is, that was the first album when Stevie and Lindsey were dating and in love, and that was sort of like, that's the one album they did together, and to now have this be called Buckingham McVie, it kind of feels like a little bit of a slam to Stevie.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Buckingham McVie.
Yeah, I guess.
I wasn't looking at it that way. I suppose you could. Yeah, you can look at it that way. All right, moving on to the Zac Brown Band. spend the early months of the year playing shows overseas.
Stuck in colder weather.
There are a few festival dates here and there. In May, they'll come back to their default status as road warriors with the North American Welcome Home Tour. What's their story, Jen Jen?
Zac Brown is a really interesting country musician. I mean, obviously, he's got a real country sound, almost maybe a classic country sound. His band includes like six or seven people, I think, so it's a really big ensemble. And their shows are amazing. He stands out there, he really plays, and he plays for about 3 hours. I mean, you
really?
Never are disappointed.
Bruce Springsteen sort of thing.
Yeah, and actually, he has opening acts, but in many cases, he comes out and plays with the opening acts, and then he'll come back and play with his band. So it's really kind of cool. You can tell he's one of the guys that's really in it for the music, less about the fame.
Yeah.
And he's also a chef, so his pre-shows that he cooks and caters for his fan club.
Yeah, I was reading the Wikipedia page about the band, and yeah, there are about six of them, and every single one of them plays about five instruments. They're all banjo, mandolin, fiddle, guitar, like
it's tough
keyboard,
to do all
drums.
At the same
yeah,
time.
Well, yeah, imagine.
They're a great show. Even if you don't like country, it's a good one to check out.
To underscore what Jennifer just said, they're going to be in the Southern Ground Music and Food Festival in
Makes
May
sense.
In Charleston, South Carolina. So that
That's
sort
cool.
of stands up. Yeah.
I've heard great things about this band, and I have friends who just have seen them all the time. I didn't know about the food angle. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to start his own food truck right after this concert series. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Singing for your supper would take on a whole new meaning. All right, so that's the latest on the Zac Brown Band, for those of you who are interested. 28 minutes after the hour.
Things we love, like our chicken fries.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions we get asked on the Pet Show is, basically, why is my cat not using a litter box? And there are many, many, many reasons. For example, if you have a cat that normally uses a litter box, but all of a sudden he's not doing it at night, maybe you have other animals in the backyard, raccoons, possums, or skunks, and maybe your cat feels the need to claim territory. But the first thing you need to do before you do any research is to make sure if your cat's not using a litter box, you make a trip to the veterinarian to make sure there's no problem. Because if there's a physiological problem, if it hurts when the cat goes in the litter box, that can scare him out of it. Also, when you clean up areas where the cat is gone, don't use vinegar. It's great for salads, but not for cleaning up pet messes. Don't use any of the products with ammonia in it. Pick up a good odor neutralizer made specifically to clean up after pets. That's going to make a big difference, because getting rid of the scent from your point of view is important, but getting rid of the scent from your cat's point of view is even more important. So if the cat stops using the litter box, check with the vet first, clean up properly, and you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Powell Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that door.
34 at the hour. Going. On our way in our own altruistic mindset.
Excuse me, that was my smoothie. Did you hear it? Squirt at you? Okay, good. Thought, wow, that's really rude.
That's Jennifer at her best.
Hey, Victoria, I'm trying. Keenan, I'm doing a cleanse, best. You know, so yeah. Leave me alone.
Good. Good for you. Cleanse away. Many people have heard the story of this 747 freighter that went down in, I think it was Kazakhstan, someplace in the middle of nowhere, actually. It's one of these places. There are these little sort of islands unto themselves, places in the middle of nowhere, whether it's in the ocean or in this circumstance on the route from Beijing to London. It's too far for most of the planes to get in just one fuel gulp. So they land in these places that are in the middle of nowhere. They're basically fuel dumps. And that's this plane that went down in that little village in the middle of nowhere. I think it was Kazakhstan. That's who it was landing to get fuel. And it was foggy and horrible, and apparently the pilot missed the runway. I don't know if they got the black box or they listened to him yet or not, but when you see things like that, it just sort of brings you up. Those of us who fly a lot, how tenuous it is to be in a big pile of iron that is, you know, flying, it's up in the air, and how do you keep it up in the air? Hopefully more than a wing and a prayer.
If I go my whole life without ever flying over any country that ends in Stan, I'm going to consider that like a victory.
It's a good bet.
And I know that that's not PC, but I don't care.
I wonder if one of the Stans got the MH370. They've given up now after 3 years, the Malaysian airliner, that 777 that disappeared. And I've always said it didn't crash, it just disappeared. And people say, no, what's the matter? And they've allegedly found fragments of it just to make themselves feel good. Yep, that looks like the wing from the plane. Okay, so where's the rest of it? Can't find it because it doesn't exist. It's gone. It went poof. All right? Against all the known laws of nature, people say, okay, that's it. I know Stefan's cracked now because he thinks that
we
it
know
was
Stefan's
absurd.
Cracked. Now we don't know Stefan's crack because that would be a whole different thing, which I'm not into exploring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, those are sort of sad stories in a manner of speaking. Jennifer, what's the most important story of the day as far as you're concerned?
Well,
the number one.
I don't know if it's the most important story of the day, but it's the one that made me go, oh. Then it actually has to do with air travel, too, Dougie. They're suspending the search for Flight 370.
Yep, Gonzo.
And that, I think, is kind of a bummer. I mean, it's a 3-year search that's been going on. Because there's so much, you know what, there's been so many conspiracies. I guess that's why this one's piqued my interest. Remember when it disappeared, there was a thought that there was a cloaking device on board that the Chinese had invented and that there were a bunch of Chinese scientists on this flight. This is the big plane, the 777, that was flying over the Indian Ocean. 239 people died, and it looks like now they're saying this is just, it's too much. They've looked 46,000 square miles in the Indian Ocean, and they have not found a trace of the plane.
It's like the new Bermuda Triangle.
And so I guess it's just a little, I don't know, this one, it makes me sad that they've stopped looking because there's just still a mystery surrounding it. Things just don't disappear.
Yeah. All right, so that's with Jennifer, what she thinks is number one in terms of her own intrigue. What about you, Victoria?
This
what
is completely self-serving, but to me, the most important story for me today is we've all heard that if you blot your pizza with a napkin or with a paper towel before you eat it, that it saves you on calories. And
you're
sort of
skinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people have often said, oh, you should always do that, but no one really knows. Now, scientifically, it's been proven. You actually, per slice of pizza, if you blot the grease before you eat it, you save 77 calories and 4.5 grams of fat. So that's a big story to me today, because I love
pizza. Blot away, huh?
Blot away.
Good for you. All right. So here's one that'll get you by the shorties. Millennials spending more on coffee than on saving for retirement.
Oh.
Not only are they kind of snobby about it, but millennials drink the world's coffee supply dry. They are drinking coffee like you wouldn't believe. According to a recent SurveyMonkey report undertaken on behalf of an app called Acorns, mostly about half of the millennials have spent more money on coffee than on retirement investing. I don't know what I think about that. I think for millennials, I never started investing in my retirement. I don't know. That's a big deal. I'm sort of stridently surprised at the attention given this. I mean, there are a lot of reasons to think about millennials.
I think the bigger story is that they're spending a ton of cash on coffee.
Yeah, maybe that's
it. It's not necessarily that they don't have retirement. I mean, gosh, I barely have a retirement. So,
but you're 30-something years old. I didn't start my retirement until I was 50-something. And then I spent it all trying to save the farm, so
And that's true, but a lot of people say that it's you need a lot more now, so that's why they're encouraging. Financial people are always encouraging millennials to start now because we're going to need so much more, and we're living longer than ever, and I mean the expenses still are rising, and healthcare and all that stuff. So it is scary and daunting to think about it. But pretty much none of my friends have anything that you would call like a retirement savings. I mean, we try, but, you know, it's not great.
In other news, my retirement account actually can buy you a cup of coffee. So,
that's pretty much what we'll all do. We'll just buy each other coffee, and that'll be
That's about it.
Speaking of that, a new device called the Divine, like a Keurig, but instead of pouring coffee, it pours wine.
Oh, Victoria just told me about this. I have to have it. This is what I want for my birthday, Dougie. Come on.
It's like your own bartender, Jen Jen. Mm-hmm. Your birthday is what, February 4th, 5th? When is your birthday?
6th. Or the 6th, but
6th,
you know.
Okay, yeah. Somewhere in there. It's called Divine.
See, this is how you do it, Victoria,
doesn't
so
make
don't forget
wine.
Your birthday. You have to tell it to everybody every
right,
single
good.
Day.
Uh-huh. All right, Victoria, you and I can go in on this together, maybe.
Sure.
Right?
So, yeah. I mean, this is the perfect gift for Jen. I mean, this really is. It's the perfect gift for me, too, if someone wants to get it.
Actually, Doug, you know what? I'll go in on that one with Victoria. If, you know, we'll buy one for Victoria. You buy one for me, you guys. And then we'll be good.
Uh-huh. I mean, you pay $33 for a tube of wine, and you buy $1,000. It costs $1,000 to buy the Keurig machine to do this.
So I'll buy the wrapping paper, and you can buy the machine. Fair,
good
right?
For you. That's very fair. So, John Boehner has joined the board of British American Tobacco to help the regulators get it into a position to take over Reynolds America, the number two tobacco company. This is a $50 billion takeover. So you don't think there's money in killing people? This is mass murder at a scale that we have never ever seen before. And Boehner, who's a big smoker, is always a joke between Boehner and Boehner said he'd never want to be president because he wouldn't want to stop smoking. And he would always have that conversation with Obama because Obama
who didn't stop
was a big,
smoking, by the
never
way.
Stopped smoking. No.
Did you see in Texas they're looking at raising the age for smoking to 21?
Really? No, I didn't see that.
That's a breaking story today.
Won't make any difference because
I don't
of this.
Think it's
but,
gonna yeah.
But you know, we've done a pretty good job in America of shaking the habit. But why is it? It's very interesting how this all works, and because Boehner is as influential as he is, that's why they put him on the board. There is going to be a lot of opposition to this because of what the company is all about, what it does, and how, what in this circumstance, we have government money being used to support a company that kills people. And then we have government money to support the treatment of those people who are smoking and killing themselves. And the whole thing seems to me, it's kind of like playing football. It's the same sort of thing. But these people are so scurrilous. They are, this is, this sickness that we have. My mother, I don't use the word hate very often. As a matter of fact, when I hear it used, I use the correct, don't use that word because it has such bad energy attached to it. My mother died at the age of 50 because she was so addicted to Kent cigarettes that she couldn't get away from them.
Oh.
And looking at what it did to her body when she died, she weighed 80 pounds. And she looked like somebody who was 130. Shriveled up, just really nothing but skin and bones. And it was because she smoked the last day of her life. She smoked. And it just this kind of stuff, the way they package these things, the way they market them, the way they, and, you know, there's no secret to those of you who are still around that were in Vietnam or in the Second World War, the tobacco companies gave you all of their products. They would give them to you. Or they'd give them to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross would sell them to you. You know, that kind of stuff. But it's they'd get you addicted. So when you came home, you'd be a ready audience for them. And at that point in time, about 90% of everybody who was in the service smoked. And it just, I can't use the word that I want to use to describe these people and what they do. And how is it? Why would you do this to yourself? I don't get it.
For a lot of kids now, it starts as something social to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I smoked a little bit in high school just because, like, everyone was. I'm just so thankful that I don't have the addiction gene that some of my friends got stuck with it, and I didn't. But it's so dumb. I mean, it's so dumb when I look back on it. Ugh.
Yep. Suffering that goes on with it. Oof. All right, 45 past the hour. We have a check of the television news. What's on tonight, et cetera, coming right up here.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free.
Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In store only. And January 21st, limit 2.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Chances are someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness, so taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the TV report. The Brit Awards are going to be on February the 22nd. This is like, what, our Academy Awards, the Golden Globes. The Grammys.
It's our Grammys, yeah.
The Grammys.
It's music, yep.
Yeah, so it's all music. Any surprises? You got to figure that David Bowie is going to be involved and Drake.
Involved how?
Involved in that he will be. There's a tribute paid to him.
Oh, okay. Well, he's nominated. He's nominated for some awards, so I don't know if they will Leonard do a Cohen. Tribute per se, but yeah.
Hmm. And Adele. Okay, so there's no big deal. Everybody knows what this is going to be about, right?
Well, Adele's nominated for British Artist Video of the Year for Send My Love to Your New Lover, which is a cool video. And Robbie Williams, who never really caught on here, but he's just massive in Europe.
He had one big hit here, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. He's going to get the Brits Icon Award. And then Rihanna, of course, transcends all nationalities, and so she's up for the most awards, along with Little Mix. Which is, I think, a girl group from the UK that...
Yeah, they won the X Factor there 5 years ago or so.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, my favorite show, This Is Us. It's back. This time they're tackling the past when Rebecca forgets Jack's birthday with their triplets due date approaching, so you can check that out. Also, tonight on the CW, the last episode of the first season for No Tomorrow. And Bones, special guest. I know you like this show, or at least you did, Doug.
Yeah.
Bones Fox at 9 o'clock features Ed Asner, which I think is kind of a cool thing, along with Hal Holbrook and Maxine Weldon. So, kind of a trip down memory lane. And a TV report would not be complete today without saying happy 95th birthday to Betty White.
Oh, right. Happy birthday, Betty White.
95. Wow. So cool.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on a program which has received an award. Uri Geller is joining me. I thought you'd be curious to know that one group of radio owners said that this program, my involvement in the radio, is one of the most intriguing situations in American radio. And I'm not sure whether they're talking about my attitude, my approach, my longevity, and the people that I have on the air with me, whether they're my co-hosts or people that are on regularly like you. But I do have a different approach because I am sort of different, and you are too. You've always had a different approach to things.
Thank you.
I think we were just chuckling off the air. I was looking at some pictures of Uri from way before I met you in the 90s. The pictures back to the 70s with all that hair.
Yeah. Well, who knows, Doug? You know, first of all, congratulations for the award. And who knows, maybe Obama will give you an award like he gave Biden yesterday.
You know,
so
I think that was a wonderful... we were just talking about that, as a matter of fact. And I think it's been a discussion, and will be for a couple of days, how the true emotions showed men and their emotions. A lot of people think that men are not supposed to cry. They got to be tough. Obama cried. You know, we may or may not like their approach to things politically, but they seem to be, at this point, they have nothing to gain or lose by being themselves. They're both done. So why not be yourself? So I think we're seeing the real people here, don't you?
I think so, although I cannot imagine in my inner mind Donald Trump crying, but who knows? Maybe he also has very deep emotions and can cry. It's very interesting. But you're right, Doug. I think that men cry as much as women, and that's it. So do you cry, Doug, when you're emotionally touched by something?
Oh, yeah. I had a tear in my eye when I watched the Joe Biden thing. I was just thinking about that with regard to you and me, because you and I have what some people would call a bromance. We're very close. We feel like brothers, and synchronistically, we think a lot alike in lots of different ways. And I think, but I'm not, as you were saying that, I'm thinking, have I ever seen you cry? I don't think we have ever cried in each other's presence. But yes, I am very emotional about the woman that I love. I'm emotional about my dog that I loved, my children. Some circumstances that present themselves do tug on my strings. And I think I saw a different part of you, because I've not seen you with your granddaughter before. We were together a couple of weeks ago, and I could see a different emotion in you. And but I don't. When was the last time you cried? I'll turn it around.
Look, no, I when I see very touching movies. Yesterday I saw an amazing film. It's called, I think it's called Chocolate, about two clowns from France in the 18th century, 1890 to 19 something, and how the black man was abused by French people and the audiences. He was very famous as a clown, but then he was destroyed. And then the end of the film is that the two clowns, the black and the white man, the black guy is dying, and his partner comes in to say goodbye to him after a long time that they haven't been together, and he started crying. So that brought tears to my eyes. Doug, we're emotional. We're emotional beings. We're energy beings. So our minds are touched by very tender and sad things. Sometimes you cry from happiness, of course. When I saw Biden kind of pull out the handkerchief and wipe his tears.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was a little too much, but then again, his son died, right?
Yeah, his son died.
A few months ago, am I correct?
Yeah, about a year ago.
So that probably evokes those emotions in you. Mm-hmm. But Doug, listen, I want to just before we sign off, go to something totally different. Annie Jacobson is a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. She's an author, and she lives in L.A., and her new book is coming out in March. It's called Phenomenon. It's basically about the secret history of the U.S. government's investigations into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. It's a mind-blowing book. And I'm not saying this to plug her book, but I've read a few chapters, and I was amazed. I urge you, all of you who are great Doug Stephan listeners, go to Amazon and get the book. And then once you read it, we'll discuss the book on air. Okay, Doug?
All right, that's a deal. Got it. All right, Uri, thank you. Have a wonderful time over there on the sunny shores of the Mediterranean. Isn't it amazing we can talk like we were next door and you're 10,000 miles away from me? Uri Geller with Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.